Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here. As you know, Mary is checking weather and traffic. You should send her a birthday text, actually. And Kevin Powell is also at the sports desk. We just got off the phone with Anna DeVlantis. She had a sit-down with Mayor Lori Lightfoot this afternoon. And, Brian, do you have that clip? Because Stacey Davis Gates, who is the vice president of the Chicago's Teachers Union, is on the phone. So let's hear what the mayor said, and we'll get her response to it.
You know, you said you'd put the teachers on no-pay status. Would you go farther than that? With the police officers, when the union said, we will not abide by your vax mandate, you said, not only will I put you on no-pay status, but then I will move to fire you. Would you do that here with the teachers?
Well, the challenge is that at the state level, which really controls this, there's a moratorium on taking further disciplinary actions against teachers. That's something that we've really got to revisit, given what's been happening.
Everybody is talking about what is happening in Chicago today. The vote came through late last night. Parents were scrambling this morning, and on the phone is Stacey Davis Gates, the vice president of the Chicago Teachers Union. How are you, Stacey? I bet it's been a busy day.
It is. I'm actually at Union Park right now with a lot of our members in a car caravan. So if you hear the honking of cars, you know, please excuse me, but thank you for having me.
So I understand that teachers met at their individual schools. They have car caravan to Union Park right now, and it's just a meeting place so that you can further state your position, because let's face it, you're not getting a lot of support from a lot of people.
Well, I'm not sure that that's true. You know, I hear the word parent thrown around a lot. And, you know, it's not clear to me that everyone understands that over 80% of our members are women, and they're mothers. And many of them send their children to the Chicago Public Schools as well. So this, you know, statement that, you know, we are not residents of the city, because we are. We are parents that depend on the public school system as well. So I'm not sure that that's, you know, entirely accurate. I will say that there is an exhaustion that our members are experiencing, along with the rest of Chicagoans, around, you know, our mayor's inability to be partners with people. Listen, you know, I keep hearing, you know, there's a debate between teachers and the mayor. To be perfectly honest with you, the mayor has a difficult time with most people in this city, and most institutions and leaders in this city. You know, we're not an outlier, you know, on this. You know, you've seen the headlines with her and even the governor. So we're frustrated. We believe that we should be better supported. You know, one of the things that I think needs to be outlined perhaps a little better is that when our students returned to buildings on Monday, many of them were in auditoriums, cafeterias, and gymnasiums, and many of them were in classrooms without adults. Staffing is a huge issue, because adults are coming down with this more contagious variant. We've seen it in retail and in the airline industry.
Stacey Davis Gates, the vice president of the Chicago Teachers Union, is with us. We just got a text asking about mitigation, what mitigation is not occurring that's making the schools unsafe. But first, Steve Bertrand has a question.
Stacey, there were supposed to be talks today, right? Have there been?
Yeah.
And how'd it turn out?
So, look, you know, we're having quality talks. Yesterday, they gave us a proposal. You know, the proposal is inadequate, and, you know, it's the first proposal we've gotten in a long while from them. So I think that that's a positive development. Typically, we don't get any movement from them unless we are, you know, a bit more aggressive and challenging, and that's a shame. It takes a lot to get them to talk to us as co-equals at the table.
So when will parents know if their kids are going to be in school tomorrow?
Well, you know, I don't think that we're there yet. You know, I'll talk to you about testing a little bit. One of the sticking points, you know.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but no, but my question was, when will the students know? You said, well, we're not there yet, as in far, you're not in an agreement, but will you know sometime this afternoon or tonight?
Here's what, you know, I'm finding ironic here. We don't run the Chicago Public Schools. We teach in the Chicago Public Schools. I know the mayor likes to offload her responsibilities on everyone except for herself, but she's actually in charge. We could be in remote learning right now. She locked us out.
Okay.
Our members logged on. their students logged on, and people were locked out. So
you know, we're
willing to teach.
You know, you make me smile because I feel like you never answer my questions, or it takes a while to get to them. But you're right. The schools might have locked you out, but you could end it by going to class tomorrow. So when will parents know whether or not the teachers are going to go to the classrooms tomorrow?
Steve, I don't know how to say this in a better way. The mayor is the head of the public school system here in Chicago. We are trying to get the mitigations that we were promised back in September in place because this variant is so contagious. And I'm not kidding when I tell you that over 25,000 of our members are saying very clearly that the mitigations to keep us inside of our buildings are not in place. And we're not going to make it to spring break with a full staff of healthy people if we don't put these mitigations in place.
I can't imagine they'll all be in place by tomorrow then.
Well, quite frankly, they should already be in place. And that's been part of the problem. Our members have really and truly gone above and beyond when the mitigations haven't been there to begin with. You have entire schools that have gaps. You know, I shared this, I think, with Lisa when I spoke to her on Monday. My son is a seventh grader. He doesn't have a science, reading, or math teacher. So we're living the gaps in my household. So to the extent that we can help to get these things back on track, we're doing a yeoman's job at it, and we need partnership. And I think we've said that repeatedly as well. When the mayor says it feels like Groundhog's Day, I agree with that.
Stacy Davis Gates, mm-hmm. The vice president of Chicago Teachers Union, and how many teachers do you have right now at Union Park in that car caravan?
You know, they haven't stopped coming around. I'm not really good with the count. But I know that, you know, other drivers right now are probably pretty frustrated.
And is Jesse Sharkey in talks right now while we're on the phone with you? Who is continuing the conversation to get kids back into school?
Jesse is at the table. He is manning the table right now.
Excellent. Our guess is we will not know any more about what is going to happen until later tonight. Is that a safe assumption?
Well, you know, we will certainly provide updates from where we are, but, you know, I just got to tell you that, you know, we really and truly want to make sure that folks know that we are trying to be in partnership. The person in charge has been reluctant to lead, and that's our mayor.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you taking time. Stacy Davis Gates, vice president of the Chicago Teachers Union on 720 WGN. We'll toss it over to Steve, and he'll give you the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up next.